The state Senate committee looking at the state's energy future today got a reminder from the federal pipeline coordinator. The state statute setting up a pipeline project from the North Slope to North American markets will not by itself bring about a gas line. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
It's going to take some more work back home. Federal pipeline coordinator Larry Pursley said the final decisions on a high-volume gas line will be made by stakeholders in the private sector, and their decisions will be based on market economics. Discussing AGIA, the Alaska Gas Line Inducement Act that the legislature approved in 2007, Pursley updated the Senate Resources Committee on the project's permits, along with the engineering and design work that's taken place. However, he said, those are the easy parts of the project.
It's the politics and the market economics that are the problems on this project, I believe. I guess to address AGIA, since that seems to be an issue on a lot of people's minds, and these, of course, are my opinion, AGIA was never going to get you a pipeline unto itself. I think it was oversold, a little misunderstood, mistaken, misleading, pick your word, but AGIA is a path toward getting a building permit for a pipeline.
Pursley said the state AGIA statute does not deal with financing or with fiscal conditions that need to be settled before anyone will be willing to make long-term commitments to use the line. And he said those issues need to be discussed with potential shippers. He also suggested that Alaskans' expectations of wealth from taking gas to market is a destructive burden on the project.
I think Alaskans need to accept we're just not going to get filthy, stinking rich off gas like we did oil. The money just isn't there. We can still be wealthy. We can still have a great future. But the expectations have to match economic reality.
Pursley says exploring for marketable reserves of gas will also help increase oil production, which is more profitable. It'll also produce more revenue, and it will produce natural gas energy for Alaskans to use for themselves. He said it's in the state's hands to make the project viable, to negotiate terms that will give value to the work going on now. Questioning the next step, Anchorage Republican Mike Hawker said he aligned himself with Pursley.
We don't have a viable project in front of us today, and we probably won't until we sit down and negotiate with the producers, bring everyone to the table, and start, you know, working on coming up with some alignment. And is the fiscal regime the single greatest negotiation we should be having with the producers, in your opinion?
Pursley agreed, saying the tax structure is the only thing over which the state has any control that could put the project over its economic hurdle and convince producers to make their needed commitments. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.